A major investigation is to be launched into the public liability insurance market by the country's competition watchdog, the Competition and Consumer Protection Commission. Soaring premiums have been blamed for putting business and festivals at risk. So for more on this investigation, I'm joined now by Fergus O'Dowd, Fine Gael TD for Live. Morning, Fergus O'Dowd. Thanks so much for coming in. Look, presumably this is prompted by the fact that business, they can't understand where they're seeing massive jumps in their premiums when they've had no claims and that shopping around doesn't seem to be making any difference.
Absolutely. In fact, we had a case of a business in County Loud, which was in the Barnsley Castle business and ancillary activities, employed dozens of people full-time and hundreds of people right across the whole country at festivals. They're going out of business actually from this week because they couldn't actually get a quotation. They were in business for 30 years, had no claims at all, very vigilant, a very progressive, modern firm, very extremely well run. And that is the reality for that firm. And obviously, clearly, that's entirely unacceptable to all of their employees and the business itself. So clearly, public liability needs to be significantly addressed. And this is a welcome decision of the Minister, Minister Humphreys, to ask the Competition and Consumer Protection Commission to look at this in significant detail.
So tell me about this investigation and what specifically they're going to be looking at.
Well, basically what they're looking at is how the business operates, any issues in relation to consumer protection and welfare, and particularly any practice or method of competition affecting the supply and distribution of goods or the provision of services, and any other matter that might come to their attention. So basically it's a professional, it'll be fully supported. Initially the consumer people say it may take up to a year to do. The minister has said that she'd like to get it done obviously as quickly as possible, and all possible resources that they may request will be provided. And the due process is obviously working with the industry and the brokers. They will examine and look at all of the aspects of the business and report back. But clearly, something clearly is extremely wrong. I'm inundated with calls from business in my own constituency, hotels, pubs, people getting community festivals, as I said, the business in Barnsley Castles. They were the best in the country and they're gone now.
Okay, but I suppose for them to survive as well, Fergus O'Dowd, we don't want these reviews to keep going on and on indefinitely. So I know the CCPC is currently investigating the motor insurance industry. So is it the case that this new investigation is going to be confined to the public liability insurance market?
It will be, yes, and it's a separate team. They're parallel and separate investigations. Clearly, you're quite right. The sooner we get the results, the better. The minister wants them as quickly as she can, but it's a question of the due process and the requirements of the investigating team of the Competition and Consumer Protection Commission, what they need, who they want. The minister will provide them with those resources as soon as they request them and as soon as they can be got. But clearly, it must be weighed, and you know, we want an outcome that's constructive and positive for everybody out there.
Okay, now you mentioned brokers earlier, and it's reported that in particular the Commission will look at the role of brokers amid suspicions that some could be working in cahoots. But what about insurance companies? Will the Commission be looking at how they operate?
They'll be looking at all aspects, and they will invite everybody in, and if they're not happy with the outcome of those voluntary meetings, they have statutory powers that they will decide to exercise themselves in relation to compellability or taking evidence under oath and so on. So it is a very serious and very important and very timely and welcome investigation, and obviously clearly the outcome we hope will be that there will be cheaper insurance, and that if there are customs and practices which are anti-competitive, they will be identified and dealt with.
But does it have enough powers, the necessary powers, to actually find out what's going on?
It has statutory powers of investigation, powers of taking evidence under oath and so on. So it is fully empowered, but the due process, ideally the businesses and the insurance companies will cooperate and work with them. And if they don't, then they will take the other alternative, the legal route. But obviously, clearly, we want to get to the bottom of what's gone wrong, why this is happening, why those businesses are closing down, why claims are so high, why premiums are so high when there are no claims. We have another business in Loud that's in the car recovery business, and their premiums keep going going up every year, even though they have no claims.
Well, you and I know that the Competition and Consumer Protection Commission, it's previously raised issues with the government about the availability of data in the insurance sector and, of course, the willingness of the industry to provide information. I mean, will they be obliged to cooperate with this investigation?
They will, of course, and the government have set up a national register of the claims that have been made.
But can they be compelled to engage?
Of course they can be.
They
mandatory,
can.
Of course, absolutely, because there's no point. There's no point in half an investigation. It must be root and branch investigation, due process and proper process. And again, with the welcome outcomes that we absolutely need.
But as mentioned earlier, there is this ongoing investigation by the CCPC into the motor insurance industry. That began 3 years ago and we've yet to have that report back. I mean, will they have sufficient resources for an investigation into the public liability insurance market to report back quickly?
Well, they don't have all the resources they need now to do it as quickly as the Minister wants, so she would provide them with that. But there is a significant change in motor insurance premiums since 2016. Premiums have actually dropped on average by 26%. So there is an outcome, even though that investigation is still ongoing. There are significant reductions, and there are more needed. I mean, there's a postcode, depending on where you live, quite often your premiums are higher or lower, and that's not acceptable.
But when will this report happen? In other words, I know Business Minister Heather Humphreys has said insurance prices are a potential systemic threat to the very existence of many businesses. You've been talking about lots of businesses in your own constituency. Time is of the essence here. So how long will it be before the Commission reports back?
Initially, the Commission said it could take up to a year. The Minister has asked that if she can add additional staff and specialties that they need.
But will she get that?
Them.
As we say, the other ones have been going on 3 years in the motor industry.
I accept that, and I acknowledge that, but the point is there is a significant outcome anyway. I mean, once people know that there is an investigation ongoing, they will be extremely reluctant.
But they might just decide, the industry might just say they're not going to cooperate, and that could considerably delay things, couldn't it?
Well, obviously, if you have to bring people in under oath, you're talking about lawyers, you're talking about all that stuff, you're talking about court challenges. I mean, we've seen all this in the past, and obviously, clearly, they want to avoid that. And the industry will want to avoid it because they want to be seen to be transparent. They have to be seen to be accountable, and they have to be seen to cooperate with the minister and with the state bodies to make sure that they will continue to practice here in this country.
Okay, well, look, Fergus O'Dowd, I appreciate you coming into studio this morning. We'll take a break, and after it, Pulitzer Prize winning columnist Maureen Dowd.
Today with Miriam on RTE Radio 1.